Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. How are you doing today? Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling our everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, life prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Our topic for today, which is also day 34 of our last 100 days, Remove All Clutter Challenge, counting down the last 100 days of this year to usher in our fruitful next year through removing all spiritual and natural clutter, is the reason people fear success more than failure. The reason people fear success more than failure. And our scripture for today comes from the book of Exodus, chapter 4, verses 1 through 12. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you that you can tune in to this Morning Motivation Podcast live with me by calling 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. But if you miss it live, you can hear the recording on my website, which is feelthefire.com, F-E-E-L, feel, letter, D, not T-H-E, fire.com, or by following me on Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I Williams, or by following this podcast itself on Blog Talk Radio, or by clicking the link on the Morning Motivation page of feelthefire.com. So every day after 8 a.m. Eastern, I post a recording. Make sure you go back, you listen to it, and you share it with others, because this is how we win souls for the kingdom. Well, by now, you should have your Bible ready. Let's go into our word, because today is also Triple Threat Tuesday, so you know I will have a special announcement for you at the end of today's broadcast. I am in the book of Exodus, chapter 4, verses 1 through 12, reading from the KJV, and in your Remove All Clutter journal, you are on day 34. And Moses answered and said, "But behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice, for they will say, The Lord hath not appeared unto thee. And the Lord said unto him, What is that in thine hand? And he said, A rod. And he, meaning the Lord, said, Cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent, and Moses fled from before it. And the Lord said unto Moses, Put forth thine hand, and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand, and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand, that they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, had appeared unto thee. And the Lord said furthermore unto him, Put now thine hand into thy bosom. And he put his hand into his bosom, and when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous as snow. And he said, meaning the Lord, Put thine hand into thy bosom again. And he put his hand into his bosom again, and plucked it out of his bosom, and behold, it was turned again as his other flesh. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe thee, neither hearken to the voice of the first sign, that they will believe the voice of the latter sign. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe also these two signs, neither hearken unto thy voice, that thou shalt take of the water of the river, and pour it upon the dry land, and the water which thou takest out of the river shall become blood upon the dry land. And Moses said, now pay attention to this. And Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore, nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. And the Lord said unto him, Who hath made man's mouth, or who maketh the dumb, or the deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I, the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say. Praise the Lord for the powerful reading of his word this morning. Come on and just begin to praise the Lord wherever you are today. What is our topic for today? Say it with me wherever you are. The reason people fear success more than failure. Generally, people would rather remain in the uncomfortable discomfort of their inconsistent status quo than risk the knowledge and accountability that comes with the upward mobility of attaining true success. I'll say that again. See if you find yourself in here anywhere. Generally, people would rather remain in the uncomfortable discomfort of their inconsistent, non-productive, vacillating status quo or current existence than risk attaining the knowledge or becoming accountable for that knowledge that they could be more than what they are or who they are or what they have right now that comes with the upward mobility of attaining, retaining, and living in true success. You see, people are more comfortable with the familiar, even if the familiar is the worst place for them to remain. In today's word, we read the biblical account of when the Lord was calling Moses to go be a leader to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt. And so Moses was saying to the Lord, No, I'm not the right person. You've made a mistake, Father. They're not going to believe that you have called me. They're not going to believe that you have chosen me because I am not worthy. I don't have all of the credentials. I don't have the pedigree. I don't have the education. I don't have the finances. I don't have that right name. I didn't come from the right neighborhood. I came from the other side of the tracks. I got some skeletons in my closet. I got some things in my past that are not worthy. I don't have clean hands. I am not innocent. I've been divorced. I've been separated. I haven't always been saved. Every reason he could find. And so the Lord began to try to assuage Moses' fears by performing different miracles to show Moses how the Lord would prove to the others that God had sent him. So he told them, throw down your rod or your stick. And then the rod became a serpent, and Moses took off running, which I can understand. But the Lord said, okay, pick it up by the tail, and it became a stick again. Then the Lord said, take your hand and stick your hand in your chest, in your bosom, Moses. And when he did, he pulled it out, and he had leprosy. Then the Lord said, put it back in. And when he did and removed it again, it was healed. And the Lord said, look, I'm showing you that I've sent you, and I'm showing you how I will use you. But even after seeing all of those miracles, Moses said, well, wait a minute, but I stutter. I have a speech impediment. I'm not eloquent in my speech. Even with all that you've already shown me, you can use me and you can do through me, Lord. Well, it's not enough. Because when I start speaking and I stammer or I stutter, the people are going to laugh at me. They're going to say I'm not worthy. And it's amazing here because then what happened is you could see the wrath of the Lord be kindled. The Lord said to him, who are you talking to, Moses? Am I not your creator? Am I not the Lord who made you? Am I not the Lord who makes those who stutter? Am I not the Lord who makes those who are deaf, who are mute? Am I not the Lord who makes those who maybe are too short by man's stature or too overweight by man's stature or too tall by man's stature? Am I not the one who made you and maybe you are blind or maybe you are missing a limb? Am I not the Lord who made you? Am I not the Lord who called you despite your divorce? Despite your fornication, despite your incarceration, despite your past, despite the fact that your whole name and pedigree and legacy is nothing but criminals and mobsters and gangsters and drug addicts or drug dealers. Am I not the one who called you? Maybe none of you graduated from college. Maybe none of you have ever had your own home, your own car. Maybe you came out of the worst projects, but am I not God? How dare you insult me by trying to tell me that I don't know what I'm doing? Maybe you got pregnant out of wedlock. Maybe you got pregnant as a teenager. Maybe now you're not living the best life. But God said, am I not God? I called you. So when I call you, I equip you. I prepare you. So we get to the fact that there's a reason people fear success more than failure. In the book of James, chapter 4, verse 17, the Bible says, therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is a sin. You see, the reason people fear success more than failure is that once you actually see what you can be, you can now no longer go back to who you were because now you know better. Oh, wasn't that powerful? See, once you see yourself attain a college degree, you can no longer be comfortable sitting back there saying, well, I can't make it. I can't do what they said I couldn't do. I can't do the impossible, because you just saw yourself beat the odds. Once you come out of jail or prison and then you are able to get a job and stay out, you're no longer able or be able to excuse yourself to go back to that lifestyle that you were in that got you into jail or prison, because now you know you can do better. This is why people fear success. Success brings with it the accountability of no more excuses for going back to the past. Success says, I am able. By what everyone else said, I am able to do the impossible through Jesus Christ. I am able to live at a higher level. I am able to exist on a higher plane. I am able to have my best life now, henceforth, and forevermore. I can no longer be like a pig going back to the mud trough. I can't wallow in the mud anymore. I cannot be like a person or a pig returning to his own vomit, because I've been delivered. I've been liberated. I've seen the best of me, and now I am accountable to keep that going, not only for me, but for my spouse and my children and my children's children. You see, once you learn who you really are and the power, the anointing, the purpose and destiny that our Father has placed in your life, you can't just allow your children to sit up and do nothing anymore. Even if you got to teach them through the school of hard knocks, even if you have to let them reach rock bottom like I had to do with my son a few months ago, just so that he could get back into alignment. And he's in alignment now, because despite everybody in my family helping him and trying to make me change my mind about letting him hit that rock bottom, I stood firm. No. My son made a 30 on the ACT without studying. My son has tuition, everything paid at Auburn University. Do you think I'm going to sit there and let him throw this all away because he's saying he needs to do this a different way, and my family is agreeing with him and they're saying to me, well, maybe just let him do it this way, let him do it that way. Whether he wanted to remain at Auburn or not, he's going to be in school. But everyone was telling me, no, you're being too hard on them. So I let him hit rock bottom. I withdrew funding. His father withdrew funding. We withdrew the car, everything that he had. If you want to be grown, I'm going to let you be grown. Ah, hallelujah. He's back at home now. He's getting ready to go back to school in January. You understand? Because I have advanced degrees. His father is educated. We've seen what he could do. Why would I let you out on your success? Because you now have the accountability that comes with it. Our time is running. We got to get ready to go into prayer. People fear success more than failure, because they'd rather be able to put forth excuses than to have to live their best lives. But I want to remind you, hallelujah, that God has success for you. You cannot be fearful of trying to be successful. Every time that you try, you're going to find something new out about yourself. And there's nothing wrong with trying and not succeeding the first time, the second time, the third time. Do you think that when you see my credentials now as an attorney and a registered nurse, a veteran, do you think I got all of that without any difficulty along the way? That's a lie from the pit of hell. Do you think I made it this far without setbacks, without intermittent failures? No. There were many things that I started and tried that didn't work the way that I wanted, but each time that I did, I learned something new about myself, and I had to be accountable for that newness. Jesus, hallelujah. I learned stuff about me when I went to the military that I didn't even know. When I went to the Army in basic training, I couldn't even run a half mile without falling on the ground. I was that out of shape. I was never athletic. By the time I left, I could do a mile in 7 minutes, which is a male standard for a mile. I'm trying to tell you what will happen when you remove the fear of being successful, when you stop worrying about whether or not you're qualified and understand that it is God who called you, God who ordained you, God who saw you, God who purposed you, God who destined you, and God didn't make any mistakes. We got to go into prayer. Come on and just praise him, praise him, praise him. Our time has run. Dear Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We magnify you for this powerful word this morning. We refuse to live in failure. We refuse to live in less than enough. In Deuteronomy 28:13, your word tells us that you make us the head and not the tail. It also tells us that you make us above and not beneath. In Psalm 91:7, you tell us that 1,000 will fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but you will rebuke the devourer and the enemy and the pestilence from overtaking our dwelling. Jeremiah 29:11, you know the plans that you have for us, plans to prosper us and never to harm us. 2 Timothy 1:7, that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. You have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. You have not ordained the spirit of fear. You have not purposed the spirit of fear in our lives, but a power and of love and a sound mind. In Romans 8:37, that we are more than conquerors through him, through you that loved us. Lord, help us, Father, to stand on your word in Romans 8:31, that when you are for us, who can be against us? Help us to stop fearing success. Help us to stop fearing that we can have a great marriage despite the fact that we've been divorced previously, or despite the fact that no one in our family has been able to have a successful marriage, that we can have a successful business despite the fact that no one in our family has ever opened a business, that we can have a bachelor's degree, a master's degree, a doctorate, despite the fact that no one else in our family has ever gone to college, that we can have successful children even if everyone else in our family is incarcerated, and that even for those who have been incarcerated, who have been addicted to drugs, alcohol, even for those who've been involved in prostitution, promiscuity, even for those who have any kind of skeleton in the closet, that you are the God of second chances, third chances, fourth chances. You just keep on loving us and giving us opportunity after opportunity so we can no longer be afraid of success. We can no longer be afraid of being accountable for growth, accountable for maturation, accountable for living our best lives now. Now, Father, I come in agreement with everyone listening that today they're going to put aside that fear and they're going to go forth as you said to Moses. Who are you talking to? This is God. I am God. Go and I'll speak for you. I'll make the way. I'll open the door. I'll equip you. I'll prepare you. Just go. Just go. Just go. Just go. Just go. Just go. Quit being afraid. Just go. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. We pray and count it done. Let everyone listening say amen. Come on, our time has run. I need you just to continue to praise the Lord. Continue to praise him. Say, I'm not afraid anymore. Come on, say it. I'm not afraid anymore. Whatever it is that you want to do, there are only 33 more days left in this year to get yourself on track and to get this stuff done and then be ready for a whole new year. Say, I am not afraid anymore. Hallelujah. Let me give the altar call, then I'll give you our task for today, our announcement, and then we'll end with our song of today. Thank you for bearing with me. I apologize for running over. If you are not saved or you're backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I ask the forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome, welcome to the family of Christ. Now, everyone, I want to remind you to share today's podcast, the Morning Motivation Podcast, The Reason People Fear Success More Than Failure, with at least three people. You can send them to feeldfire.com on their phones, and there's a Morning Motivation page, and they'll be able to hear this all day. It'll be posted after 8 a.m., or you can go to feeldfire.com on your desktop. Share it on your social media everywhere. If you're following me on Facebook, I post it after 8 a.m. I ask you to share it as well. Let's build up the kingdom of Christ. Now, our announcement for today, remember this is Triple Threat Tuesday. So on Triple Threat Tuesdays, my law office hosts our live You Be the Jury call-in show where you're able to get motivated, educated, and get heard against one another to reach a verdict on air. Hence, the name of it is You Be the Jury. Tonight, we're going to deal with President Trump's announcement that he's going to end the temporary protection status for Haitians so that there are about 60,000 Haitians who will have to return to Haiti in 2019. So all callers and all viewpoints are welcome, whether you support it or whether you're against it. You can call in. It's at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. It's only 30 minutes, but I promise you those people get on fire. So just go to my law office website, call rossywilliams.com. You can get all of the tune-in information there. C-A-L-L. R-A-W-S-I, Williams.com. You really don't want to miss that. All right. Our topic for today is the reason people fear success more than failure. Your task for today is just go. I don't care what you've been wanting to do, where fear has held you back. You're now accountable because I've given you the word. Just go. Just do it. Okay? Just do it. And write down in your journal what you have done on today. Our song is Your Ladder Will Be Greater Than Your Past by Martha Minnizzi. Your ladder, in other words, these days will be greater than your past if you'll just go do it. Stop fearing success. I'll see you tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern for You Be the Jury. Make sure you share this and go to feeldfire.com.
Thank you, Jesus. So your ladder will be greater than your past. And you will be blessed more than you could ask. Oh, listen, despite all that has been done, the stuff nobody knows about, the stuff you can't tell nobody about, all the hell you've been through, nobody knows, not your mom.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. You can let Nike retain the trademark on Just Do It if you want to. Get yourself up and go do something today. Claim and make your success come true. See you tonight at 7.